and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm Laura Vogt, the Communications and Events Manager in Engineering Student Services. And it's the beginning of the fifth week of classes, and we have two important deadlines this week. Both of them are going to be on Friday. So I've invited Sharon Mueller and Kathy Barrett back to talk about the add drop deadline and the technical grading option change deadline. Sharon, before you start, why don't you remind people who you are?
I'm Sharon Mueller, and I'm the Director of Advising and Policy in Engineering Student Services.
And Kathy, what about you?
I'm Kathy Barrett, and I am the Associate Director of Advising in Engineering Student Services.
So the first question is on my mind is, how should students decide if they should drop a course?
So I would say, of course, first of all, you have to remember that you need to maintain at least 12 units unless you've been approved for a reduced course load. So if you haven't, everybody needs to maintain at least 12 units. And also you need to make sure that you're maintaining at least two technical courses for your major for the semester as well. So let's say you have that, and let's say you have more than that. And so you're trying to decide, well, should I get rid of that extra technical course and drop down to 12 units? And so what I would say to consider whether or not to do that at this point, I would say sort of think about what is your course load right now? How does it feel to you right now? Do you feel like you're just sort of barely treading water? Do you feel like, oh yeah, I got tons of time on my hands? Or do you already feel a little squeezed? And I would say whatever you're feeling now with your course load, I think you can pretty much guarantee that the minute the drop deadline passes, you're going to feel about 10 times more pressure. And probably absolutely true around weeks 8, 9, 10, when things are really heavy duty. You've got several projects due, many midterms, maybe a paper due. So courses haven't quite ramped up yet to their full, to the full level of energy that you're going to need to actually do well in them. So I think that's really important. You might be, you know, sort of treading water now, but think about, okay, if my workload doubled at this point, how's that going to feel? So it is a really hard time actually to make that decision. It's you don't quite know yet what are the full demands of this course. So be prepared to step that up. And if you feel like, I don't know if I can step up anymore, then I would say it might be a good idea to consider dropping something to make your course load more manageable during weeks 9 and 10.
I think what people worry about too is then they're going to fall behind. And I think for a lot of students, especially those who came in with quite a bit of AP, they may already be in Math 53 or 54, so they're already sort of a year ahead in the math curriculum. So they're not behind. And also there is summer session, whether it's here or at a community college. There's potential to catch up during the summer too, even if it feels like they're going to be behind. So I would say that's another thing I think students worry about, is they're going to get behind if they drop something, but it really can be helpful if they're feeling overwhelmed at this point in the semester and they've taken on more technical courses than they can really handle right now. It's okay to drop, and we can sit and plan with them a schedule to figure out, well, how do we catch up if we feel behind? But I think if you end up with two technical courses for your major, you still should be in good shape. And for some students, again, they're already ahead, so they're not going to fall behind.
And oh, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I think another thing to keep in mind is that if you're, let's say you want to get an internship this summer, we are kind of ramping up into this season of recruitment for that. And a lot of that happens in the fall, and a lot of the career fairs happen in the fall. So if you want an internship in the summer, just keep in mind that's going to take you some time too, to be interviewing, to be meeting with people, submitting resumes, going to career fairs. And also think about what are your commitments outside of school. Some of the student organizations I know, students are pretty involved in those and have those ramped up yet too. So it's also thinking about your course load, but also what's outside of your course load. And I would say that it is important to be really mindful of what is manageable for you. And if students are worried about falling behind or they're just not sure what to drop, I would certainly encourage students to come in this week to meet with their advisor to make that decision.
And one thing I just wanted to follow up with Sharon mentioned that students could have a permission for a reduced course load. So those are students who might work with the DSP program, so they've been given permission to take a reduced course load. We also will work with students who are parents, if you're a student who has to take care of a parent, or if you have other family obligations, or you have to work for financial reasons. We would definitely encourage those students to come in and meet with their advisor, talk about what their schedule looks like. Can they handle 12 units given their other outside obligations? We certainly do want to look at things that students have to do, like care for young children or care for an elderly parent, or and students who have DSP accommodation, they need to get us a letter from their DSP advisor letting us know that they have permission to take a reduced course load, and we do need them to follow the deadline and also have that to us by Friday. So those folks do want to be working on that and have that to us by Friday so they can get their schedule where they want it to be.
And one other category would be students on the fall degree list. If they don't need 12 units of courses in order to graduate, and they've decided, well, maybe I just want to take what I need to graduate, that's also possible. So they should also talk to their advisor about taking reduced course load their final semester, as long as they're finishing up their degree requirements.
And they're absolved from the 12 units and the two technicals.
That's right.
So they could really be taking just whatever they need to graduate. So yeah. Graduating seniors can take advantage of sort of taking just what they need to graduate.
And if you're having to decide between the courses that you're currently enrolled in and which one to drop, if you're feeling like you're overwhelmed, how do you make that decision, or is there some, what's the resource for them to make that decision?
So I would say, I mean, one thing to be mindful of are prerequisites and course sequences. So let's say, for example, if you're currently in Physics 7A and you're also in Math 1B, well, technically, you can't really drop Math 1B because that is a prerequisite or co-requisite to stay in Physics 7A. So you'd really be mm-hmm. doing yourself a disservice by dropping the math course that provides the knowledge you need to be successful in 7A. So that's something to be mindful of. And then, you know, think about, what do I plan to take next semester? And am I taking courses now that are prerequisites for what I'm taking next semester? So to kind of think ahead and think about, what am I taking that, you know, really doesn't need to be taken this semester? And let's say, you know, all of your courses are like that. Then maybe think about, which one do I feel I'm struggling in the most at this point? Sometimes it might just be one course that you're struggling in, but it can really pull down all your courses because you're putting so much time and energy into that one course. And so just, you know, those are some things to think about. And if that's all very confusing, we're here to help students make that decision.
So we definitely have the website to make the appointments with your advisor is engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS. And I'll also put a link up to it on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu website. And I think we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about if you're waitlisted for a course, is that something that you need to address right now with this drop deadline?
Yes, because it's actually the add deadline also. So this Friday, the 22nd, is also the add deadline. And I just want to remind students, it's really, really important that you check your schedule on Cal Central just to make sure that you're actually enrolled in the courses you've been attending and thinking you're enrolled in. You might have been told, oh, sure, yeah, we're going to take you off the wait list. We're going to get you in the course. You want to make sure that actually happened. Sometimes it could be that you were told that, but that information never actually got to the enrollment manager who needed to enroll you. So it is really important to make sure that you're in the courses that you intend to take.
Right. And I would say the other thing to think about, if you're on a wait list still and the time for the course that you're waitlisted in has any conflicts with the classes that you're currently enrolled in, you'll never be able to get off that waitlist because we know that Cal Central won't let you enroll in a time conflict. So even though you know, oh, well, the class I'm enrolled in is webcast and I actually don't have to be there Tuesday, Thursday at 9:30, so I can add it in this other 9:30 class that I'm waitlisted for, they don't know that in Cal Central, so they're never going to add you. So the department scheduler, the enrollment manager, can override that. So you can go talk to them, go to the department office for the class you're waitlisted. And if you know that there's space in the class and you've kind of been told you should be added, you should go check in with them, because there is a possibility they could then override that conflict. Of course, you certainly don't want to override a conflict, and I don't know how comfortable they would be overriding a conflict when it's two classes that you should be in both at the same time and you're just choosing not to go to one. We wouldn't recommend that. And also, that could also present a final exam scheduling problem. So not a guarantee that you'll get in, but certainly we know unless you go talk to an enrollment manager, time conflicts won't be resolved by automatically. So you do have to do something to take care of that.
And then the second big important deadline that we have this week is the grade option change deadline, which is changing from pass to no pass, or from pass to no pass, or vice versa. So what do we need to know about that?
Yeah, so it's this Friday, the 22nd, is also the deadline to change your grading option for technical courses that don't fulfill any requirements for your major. Of course, technical courses that fulfill requirements for your major have to be taken for a letter grade. So you don't have a grading option deadline for those because you don't have an option. So, and what we mean by grading option deadline is that if you're taking a technical courses, a technical course for fun, and it cannot fulfill any requirements for your major, it can't fulfill technical electives or anything on your degree check, you do have the option. You can take it pass, no pass, or letter grade. But this Friday, the 22nd, is your deadline to make that choice.
Okay.
So that would be important to think about if you're taking a course for fun and you're realizing that it's, even though it's really fun for you and it's taking a lot of time, just consider, well, is it more important to me to get a good grade in that course, or should I really focus on getting a good grade in my courses for my major, and then maybe I'll just switch that one to pass, no pass.
And just to clarify too, it really has to be a course that we can't use for anything. It can't be one of those things where you're like, oh, I know, I'm just going to take something else later on, so I'm not going to use that one right now. As long as I can, at this point, you know, your advisor could take that class and use it to satisfy his requirement, it's not something you can do pass, no pass. So even though you know in your mind, it's like, oh, I plan to do something else later, don't worry about it. It's like, we can't let you drop or change to pass, no pass. So it's not a huge list of things sometimes. It's certainly for freshmen and sophomores, probably less, there's not a lot of courses that they probably are taking that can do that. But if you have a question, of course, email your advisor, come in and make an appointment. We're happy to let you know, yes, that's a course that is an option for you to do pass, no pass, or no, that's not, you're going to have to take it letter graded. Or maybe it means that, oh, then that's something I want to drop because I just was taking it for fun. Now I can't change it to pass, no pass. I actually don't want to keep it. So it is the time to kind of think about what you want to do with that class, depending on what your options are.
And we actually have a list on our website of all of the academic deadlines that are coming up. So if you go to engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS, on the left side is a list that we update every semester. So it tells you when the 5th week deadline is. I think we've got a 10th week deadline for humanities and social science.
Yes, that's to change grading option for humanities and social sciences, exactly.
Except for your reading and composition.
Oh, yeah,
so
which
those
has
of you
to
who
be
are in, yes, so those of you who are in reading and composition, sorry.
Yeah.
But if you're taking an American Cultures course, that you can do pass, no pass. So anything else you're doing besides the reading and composition course, you have that option, and you have till 10th week. So you have a long time to decide about that. It's just the technical one that's coming up now.
So is there anything else about these two upcoming deadlines that we've got this week that we haven't gone over, or that we want to just reiterate one more time? It's Friday at 11:59 p.m. on your Cal Central,
yeah.
And you need to be all done and out of Cal Central. You can't be halfway through, so don't go on at 11:59 and start your process.
I would say it's a little risky to start probably any time after 11, just in case there's some kind of malfunction. So I would say, you know, preferably you're not making that decision at 11 o'clock at night. Sometimes those decisions don't end well. So, yeah, I would just reiterate, check your schedule on Cal Central. Make sure that you're in the courses that you thought you were in, and make sure that you're mindful of these add drop deadlines and the technical pass, no pass, or letter grade deadline.
So yes, so that's true. Everyone needs to be in 12 units unless you have permission otherwise, and two technicals towards your major. So that's the starting point for everyone. And then we can help you figure out, you know, nuances of your schedule after that if you need it. But that's where everyone should be by the end of the fifth week.
And ESS is a fantastic place for resources to come in and talk to advisors, peer advisors. You can make appointments online.
We have drop-ins on Wednesday.
Yeah, in case the appointments fill up quickly, since it is the ad drop deadline. Wednesday's always drop-in, so students can come on Wednesday.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much for stopping by today and having the conversation with me, and for making sure our students understand these two pretty important deadlines we've got.
Thank you.